We begin Psukhi de Zimra Hakdome. Psukhi de Zimra's Hakdome to Tfile. Hoidu Lashem. Kiru Vishmai. Imoide Lashem. Davantim. Kriya Vishmai is Tfile. Hadiu Vahamim Aliloisov. Make it known in the world, the Maisim of Hashem. Shiru loy, zamru loy, sichu b'chol nifloisov. Talk, shmuz, sichos, continue to talk. All the niflois of Hashem. Hisalalu b'shem kodshoy. And praise yourselves. Mit the shame of Hashem. Yismach lei b'vakshe Hashem. The Mavakshe Hashem, they'll be very happy. They'll be happy to hear. The Mavakshe Hashem will be happy to hear the Shiros, the Zmiros, Sichu b'chol nifloisov, Mavakesh Hashem. Dirshu Hashem v'uzoi. Search out for Hashem and his koyach. Bakshu ponov tomit. Continually look for the face of Hashem. You have to look for Hashem. Hashem can be found in the Bria, but you have to look for him. The Koyach of Hashem, Dirsh Hashem ve'uzoi, continually, bakshupanov, look for the face of Hashem, how you can be maki Hashem, where you can find Hashem. Where? Where are we going to find Hashem? Zichru nifla'oisav asher osa. How will you find Hashem? Remember the wonders which he did. Moifasav. The simonim, the oisos which were megale metzias Hashem. The nisim, which were megale Hashem in the Bria. A moifes, something which demonstrates something, proves something. Umishpatei fihu, not only the rayas of Metzius Hashem, but look to see the mishpatim, the way the Rabbi Shalom brings mishpat, scha, the oynish, mishpatei fihu, things which HaKadosh Baruch Hu was megale bepiv, what he said, and he was mekayim. That's our hakdomah to davening to Hashem. Dirshu Hashem v'uzoi, bakshu ponov tomit. We have to find Hashem. Who are we davening to? What's our tefillahs? Azogachs. Just an amira, a few words. Shaking. It's not only a mirror, it's also a miser. Sometimes you see when people daven, they shackle so hard, you think that the mitzvah's tefillah is a mitzvah beguf, not a mitzvah bepeh. The harder he shackles, the more he's davening, the more he's connecting with Hashem Yisparach. That's tefillah. The Aleph in Tefillah, the Dirshu Hashem v'uzoi, Bakshu Ponav Tomit. Who are we talking to? To find Hashem. Where will we find Nifla Oisov? Where do we find Moifsov? Where do we find Mishpatei Fihu? The whole Mahalach from Yetzias Mitzrayim. These parashas we're learning now, Vo'era, Boy, Beshalach, Yisroi, Meridik and Giluim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Nisgale in the Bria. In the Agoda we say, Is it only on the night of Leil Seder? A mensch has to live with Yetzias Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Poseach Matan Torah. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hoitzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim Mibeis Avadim. Yetzias Mitzrayim is the Mechayev of Kol HaTorah Kula. The Gemara says in Brochus, Soimich Gula Litvila, Harizem Eloilam Haba. The Rabbi Eliyahu asks, was it to be so easy to become Ben Olam Haba just by being Masmich Gula Litvila? A person davens, he davens Birchus Krishma, and he says, Emes Veyatziv, Emes Veymuna. Finishes Gaal Yisrael. Has anybody experienced the big Yetzahara? You'd come to Gaal Yisrael. I need a coffee. I need to go out. I can't take it anymore. It's too much. Davening, even in yeshiva, it's too long. I have to go, like so many bochim, after davening. Ah, Ashrayim. They work so hard in davening. They need to go to sleep after davening. So, Meridik and Madrega. But I don't know, I haven't seen anybody walk out by Gaal Yisrael. I've seen people walk in by Gaal Yisrael. I don't walk out by Gaal Yisrael. Why didn't you tell me this before? I thought you had to be Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula. Mitzvahs Bishleimus, I'll call them something. I thought it was hard to get Olam Haba. Now you tell me the secret. All you have to do is just don't stop at Gaal Yisrael. Carry on. How has it been Olam Haba? Rabbeinu Yoni brings two terutzim. The first terutz, he says, is when we're maskei Yetzias Mitzrayim in the brach of Emes V'yatziv, Emes V'emunah, and miyad we daven. We are showing that the tachlis of Yetzias Mitzrayim was to be an eved of Avdei Hashem. This is a pasuk mefurish. Avodai heim asher tzeisim mi Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim is the mechayev of avdus. Tfila is avoido shebelev. When a mensch goes through and is maskir Yetzias Mitzrayim, the giluyim from Yetzias Mitzrayim, and his mispal miyad, says Rabbeinu Yonah, he's showing that he understands, just like an eved, shekona rabbi, that eved is now chayev to be mekai mitzvahs rabbi, so too, every morning and every night, we have a new reflection on the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's koine as is avodim. Where was the kinyan of avodim? Yetzias Mitzrayim. And I'm a good eved, not a bad eved. A good eved is oved, does what he's supposed to do. Miyad, he davens. He's being megale that he's an eved Lashem. For that, person zoiche to Olam Haba. Is Adoichi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Tzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, is the Mechayev of Avdus, of being an Eved Lashem. Zichru Liflosov Asher Oso, Moifsovu Mishpatei Fihu. That's our psiche. That's how we come to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ramban says in the famous Ramban, Sof Parshas Boi, He says, from when there was Avodah Zarah in the world, from the time of Enosh, started different kfiras. There were those who became kofer bakoil. There's no bria. Kochashu b'ashem v'omru loyhu chas v'shalom. Umehem machishim b'idiyose aprotis. Others who say, no, there's a boire. That's a popular shita today. They believe in the Creator. There's a koyach out there that created the world. Doesn't make sense, the other shittas. Abba, this koyach, so great. He knows what's going on. He's interested in what's going on. Mehem machishim b'idiyosa aprotis v'amu eicho yeida keil. Veshdeo be'elyon, that's a pasuk. Zino is an infinite being. Umehem, no, of course he knows. That's a dea, his perfection. Yoidu be'idea, oba machishim bashkoche. V'yasu odem kidgei ayom, sholei ashkiach okel bohem, ve'evi moim oine shoscha. That today is a very popular shita amongst secular Jews. A lot of goyim. Yeah, there's a God. He created the world. He doesn't run the world now. He's not interested in what goes on now. Ozav Hashem is haoretz. There's no ashgocha. Everything's b'mikra. The pliatzuma, the last few weeks, it happened a few months ago as well. This COVID virus decided to change his metzias. Maybe that way avoid the vaccination. His motivation, the shinuim that happened. So I was wondering, how did they explain this shinuim? Has bayin in the shayla. They have a husband, gewaltige husband. Move on me'elof, push it. These viruses reproduce. You can say they're reproducing the whole time. Amol, that when they reproduce a virus, there's something, I can't remember the official thing, something error that comes out. And the virus comes, one of the new viruses that's produced is lacking in a certain aspect that the first virus had. There's some flashy word that they call it, something error. Or we mailer, you have a new type of virus. And so then that produces this new virus. And very often doesn't respond to the vaccine. Alpirov, don't worry, Alpirov it does. Occasionally not, but Alpirov it does. There's another way that this mutation happens. You get two viruses which come and attack one cell, and then they come together in that cell, and then they reproduce another virus. But it comes together because they came together in one cell. The reproduced virus is also different than the original. Either two are the same, but that's what happens. And it comes out, and there's a mutation, and that's much more dangerous. But then, they haven't seen in COVID. They've seen an influenza virus, but they haven't seen in COVID yet. And now we know understand exactly how these new mutations come. It's an error. It's a mistake. Just happened. One fellow got two viruses in one cell, and they banged together, and the thing that was produced came out. Now you understand? Makes a lot of sense, no? Kimdumani, you have to be a believer, basically a blind believer. When you want to study these things, leave your brains at the door and just accept this. An error. These viruses are reproducing as an error. And they get a new mutation. And it causes havoc in the whole world. Just an error. Just mikra. Not the Bari Olam. There's no design. There's no mechavin. There's no ashkocha. It's a big mistake. Hooray, how did the whole thing start? Well, machlokes. It was either bekavana in some laboratory in China. Some guy was producing it bekavana. That's more mistaken, no? Or some poor Chinaman was eating his meal, geschmack of bats or whatever he was eating, and the poor bat had COVID, but it hadn't tested. So he didn't realize. So he gobbled up his bats. And then guess what? He got COVID. Or mimela spread to the whole world. Now which malach do you want to take? I think the president of the United States was trying to be choyke, which is the emes, if you'll remember what he decided to do a few days ago. About koponim, it's a very popular shita. That's what most people believe. Yeah, there's a God out there. There's no ashkocha, not running the world. Dr. Ramban, ka sheyirza elokim be'eda oy be'yochid, when the Abishta wants, he's roitze in a community or a yochid, and he makes shinuyim b'minag ha'olam, in the teva ha'olam, yisbari lakol bitla deis ha'ele kulam. Then you see, they're all this all nourishkeit. Because when the Rebbeinu Shalom makes moifsim, when he makes shinuyim in teva, when he makes things completely which have no hesber, and even these nourisher people can't come out with a hesber, you see there must be a mechadish. Because on the shita that the world is kadmoin, on the shita that the world always existed, and how's it come into existence, or today's shita, that he came in b'mikre, there's some type of rules of nature which govern things. So the rules of nature can't be changed. So how do you have these moifsim, which the Rebbeinu Shalom shows? There must be that he's running the world. That he was mechadish the world. And when he does other moifsim, that he's megale, that he's actually running the world, and he knows what's going on in the world. V'yodea u'mashgiach v'yochel v'kasha yia moifis ahun nigzo tchilo mipi novi yisbar mimenu oid amita sanavur kidaba elukim esa odom v'yigale soide lavoda v'anevim v'yiskai mimzea toira kula. And that's what these parashas are all about. To be megale b'moifes, to be megale b'raya b'rura, the yesoidus o'emuna. That's all the parashas of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, Matan Torah, v'chule. To be megale b'moifes, klo. Lamais is a big kasha. When the whole process started, Moshe Rabbeinu was at the snare. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him to go to Klal Yisrael, tell them about the Geula, and go to Paro and take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. Vayad Moshe, Vayoymer, Vahein lo yaminu li. Moshe Rabbeinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they won't believe me. And they'll say, lo nira elecha Hashem. I'm coming back, been away for 60 years. All of a sudden I'm coming saying, Hashem Yisbarach giving me a shlichus to take you out from Mitzrayim. They won't believe me. The Rashba brings in a tshuva that Moshe Rabbeinu knew the godless of Klal Yisrael. Hare, you're talking about a people who've been downtrodden, who've been avodim, who've been suffering now 86 years, 85 years, 209 years based on this matzav of golos, getting worse and worse. And along comes a person and he says, from Hashem Yisbarach, a shlichus from Hashem Yisbarach, lemaisa, it is a shlichus from Hashem Yisbarach, it's going to be a geula. Klal Yisroels of the Rashba are Anshei Emes who are from Zera Emes, from Yaakov Avinu, who's Isha Emes. Klal Yisroel don't chap on every narishkeit. Somebody comes along with some stupid besura. He's the Mashiach, he's the this, he's the that, he's going to do this. Klal Yisroel, of the Rashba, Klal Yisroel doesn't believe Stam Zach. But Raya Moshe Rabbeinu said, Heim lo yaminu li. That's Yidden. Yidden don't chap on every narishkeit. And this tshuva is to a tzibur, who asked that there's somebody who claimed to be a Novi. At the end of the tshuva, he explains how you, the Yesoidus of Anubias, at the end of the tshuva, he gives them a teichocha. How are you believing in a narishkeit? Yidden don't believe in a stam narishkeit. Well, Moshe Rabbeinu says, V'heim lo yaminu li. Zogt Chazal, Zogt the Medrash here in Shmois Rabba Parsha Gimel, Ois Shah Dibe Moshe Shaloika Hoigen. But am I so? He was wrong. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omar Loi, V'shamu L'Koylecha, the Rebbeinu Shalom says, they will believe you, V'hu Omar Lehem Lo Yaminu Li. It's different than what the Rashba is saying. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, V'shamu L'Koylecha, Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe, what are you saying? Heim lo yaminu li. So the Medrash weiter, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, V'yom Hashem Eilov, Ma ze biyodecho? V'yom Ebate, Kloima, Ma ze she biyodecho? Ato tzorech lilkois, shato moitzi shemra al bonai. Moshe, heim lo yaminu li? You mean moitzi shemra on my heilige kinderlach? Heim ma'aminim, blei ma'aminim. Yin le ma'aminim, blei ma'aminim. They come from the Ovis HaKadoshim. And the Omas HaKadoshim are gewaltig and ma'aminim. And that tchuna we have from the Ovos, they're ma'aminim, b'nei ma'aminim. What are you saying? Motzi Shemra al-Bonai. Mimele, he showed him the Nochosh, the Sivin Lashon Hara, and the Tzaras, to give him an oynesh for the Motzi Shemra of Klal Yisrael. It's lechoyre, the shvera kasha. Klal Yisrael are ma'aminim, b'nei ma'aminim. Why do we need all the moifsim from Yitzias Mitzrayim? We were ma'aminim, we are ma'aminim. What's Yitzias Mitzrayim? All these nisim, makas, kris yamsuf, v'chule, what's it coming to be moisif? They ma'amin him, but they ma'amin him. noch a kasha. Rabbi Yisrael says, Anochi Hashem Elokecha asher hotzeisicha me'eretz Mitzrayim. Why do you start with Yetzias Mitzrayim? Why don't you say, Anochi Hashem Elokecha asher barasi shamayim v'aretz? Ibn Ezra brings that the Rabbi Yehuda Alevi, the Balakuzri, asked him that kasha. The answer, you find in a lot of Rishonim, in the Kuzri, the Ibn Ezra, Abed Bechaya says it like this. The same Yisod, everybody says the same type of thing. Nobody saw Yit Briyas Shomayim V'aretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be in this Galeh to us in a way which we saw. We saw the Nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim. But we're ma'aminim b'nei ma'aminim anyway. But there's a big chiluk. The parasha starts Vaydav Elokim El Moshe Vayoyme Eilov Ani Hashem. Ani Havaya, Ani Hoya Hoyve V'Yiyya Mahave HaKoyl. Kodesh Baruch Hu says to him, Ani Hashem. No, Moshe Rabbeinu knew that he's Hashem. In the snare, it was Giluyim the whole time from Shem Havaya. But Kodesh Baruch Hu tells him, Va'era El Avram El Yitzchok V'El Yaakov Bekel Shin Dalad Yud. Ushmi Havaya lo nodati lohim. What does it mean? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to the Avos, the nevuah that they had was in the middle of Kel Shin Dalet Yud. And rather they knew the shame of Hashem. They knew the shame of Hashem. They knew the concepts of Hashem. It doesn't say, Lo hoidati lohem. I didn't make them known. I didn't let them know the Shem Havaya. Lo noidati means, like Rashi says, Lo nikarti lohem. I didn't show myself to them. I wasn't misgale to them with the koyach of Havaya. There's a huge difference between these two Shemas. The Ramban brings from the Ibn Ezra, the Shin Dalet Yud is Meshadei Damarochus. Shin Dalet Yud is a Hanhoge. Hashem is a Hanhoge. Describes the Hanhoge of Hashem. It's a Hanhoge where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I can change the Teva. I'll suspend the Teva. It's what the Ramban says we call Nisim Nistorim. It's not Teva. The Rebbeinu Shalom will change the Teva. Oh, but not in a way where it's completely new, complete something different which you've never seen before. Yitzchak Avinu sows a field, and he gets 100 times what he should do in a rov, but he sowed the field, and things grew. The pellet's a mess. It's not a shinui maisa bracious. I said to some people a few weeks ago, the first rain didn't rain very much in the first rain. But in Yisodot, with the Shomer Shemitah, so they sowed seeds to make food grow for the cows. They sowed it before Rosh Hashanah. It's asked to be Zareah and Shemitah. It's not the time to sow because there's no rain then. And if you have a little bit of rain when you sow this type of stuff, the seeds just rot. They won't grow. You need a good rain to make it grow. When do they normally sow? In a normal year? Chanukah time, just before they know it's going to rain. You can't Shemitah. So they sowed it. They put the seeds in the ground. They sowed the seeds before Rosh Hashanah. They're waiting for a rain. When that first rain came, everywhere was shvacha rain, except in Yisodot. Everywhere the yishuv next to Yisodot, there was 10 millimeters of rain. In Yisodot, there was 62 millimeters. Just right, the next yishuv, 62 millimeters of rain, what they needed, and everything started growing. I feel the friar yishuv next door sent a message to them, we see that Elohim is with you. No, so start keeping Shmita. No, not Kedei Kach, but Elohim's down the road with the... So that's a hanhog of Shin Dal and Yud. It rained. It rained everywhere. And over there it rained much more. So how come? Why? What? No, it's too late to make an investigation. Even the government can't investigate. What did the Haredim do somehow? They've got some connection up there. Yeah, I mean, we do have a connection up there. It's called Shemitah. It's called Torah. No, they must have some finagled this, you know, these parasites. How did they get so much rain? Obviously, they took it from the government and from everybody else. Where did they get that rain from? But it's too late. They can't investigate. That's Shin Dalad Yud. Ushmi Hashem in the Hanhoga of Havaya, or Mahave HaKoil. There are no klalim. Shin Dalad Yud is there are Marochas HaTeva. There's something else. There is the Marochas HaTeva. The Rebbeinu Shalom is stronger and can change it. But there is a Marochas HaTeva. The Hanhoga of Havaya, Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Ani Hashem. I'm going to show you things which I didn't show the others, Bichlal. I'm going to be nizgale to you, like the Ramban says at the end of Parshas Boy. I'm going to be nizgale to you in a way that you will see, claw, that I'm the boire. That I'm the boire hakoil. That there's nothing else in the Bria. Hashem hu Elokim einoid milavado. There is nothing else. There's no mareches hateva. Hateva is gematria Elokim. The Chaznish writes, teva is the rotzen Hashem achit midi in the bria. What is teva? A few times in the bria, the Rabbeinu Shalom didn't want the sun to set at shkia time, which was printed in the luach. Few times. That's the Nes. Oh, but kimat every other day, for 5,782 years, the Rebbeinu Shalom has wanted the sun to set at exactly Shkia time, which is printed in the Luach. That's Rotzen Hashem Achit Midi. We call that Teva. But what is it, Teva? The Rotzen Hashem, the Rebbeinu Shalom wants it. Amol, the Rebbeinu Shalom has changed that. No, today I want for whatever is necessary for Yaakov Avinu, for Yeshua, for different situation, Moshe Rabbeinu with Amolik. We'll change the time for Shkia. Oh, but Be'etzim is no difference. Only Hateva, we see it, we're so used to it, we think, oh, that's something a Rishus Mifle Atzmai. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nizgale, B'Shem Avaya, Ani Boire HaKoil, we realize that he's the Balavos. And everything comes from him. And there's nothing outside the Rishus of Hashem. Bishmi shel Yud-Kei Vov-Kei, Asher Boi Nia Kol Hoive, which created everything, Lo Nodati Lohem, Livroi Lohem Chadoshes B'Shinoi HaToldos. I didn't create new things with the others, which are completely different, doesn't exist in the world we have today. V'Lachein Emor Livnei Yisrael Ani Hashem. Ani Hashem, that's what you have to tell Klal Yisrael. They're going to see Bechush, that I'm the boirei. V'todia lahem pa'am acheres Hashem ha'godol, ki voy ani oisei la'imoyim lahafli. V'yedu כי אני השם עושה כל. אני השם עושה כל. אין שין דלת יוד, זה אברהם אבינו קיים וסגבלתי גם כוח השכל, and he was מכיר, the למייס of the רבי השם, the בעל הבוס. With his seichel, he came to the Akara, I have to keep mitzvahs and do mitzvahs and keep things which keep the world kodesh. And Yitzchak Avinu was mechadish while he was mechadish, and Emuna and Yaakov Avinu was mechadish while he was mechadish. But now we're coming to make a klal Yisrael. When the Rebbeinu Shlomo is not doirish from us to have the brains of the Avos HaKadoshim, to have the seichel of the Avos HaKadoshim. He's doirish from us, what we saw last week, to come to the madrega of the Avos, to relate to Shechina, to bring Shechina here. But we don't have, we're ma'aminim, but we don't have that gewaltige koyach. So the Rebbeinu Shlomo says, I'm going to be megale, gilui, the esoy desoy muna, claw in front of your eyes. And that will show you, you have to be an Eved Lashem. I'll show you Einoid Milavadoi. There were 10 Makkos. Rabbi Yehuda Nosan Laim Simonim. And the Simonim, the Tzach Adash Ba'achav. The Malbim explains, if you're Medayik, I know people wanted Tufik to come back. You'll have to wait till next week. But the Yesod HaDavar is if you're Medayik, in each of these groups, in the first Makkah of each group, first of all, the Hasra was poor old Paroi sitting in the Yar, doing his private business. Nobody knew where he went. Nobody knew that he had a secret door in the palace. 3 o'clock in the morning, when everybody's asleep, he went out to be Oseh Tzracha. He took some type of pill. I don't know. He didn't have to make the whole day. Why not? Because he's God. And everything he eats is even more than Mon, which is Nivla Beivarim. Arei Reb Chaim Veloshner says, brings a raya, that Korbanos are also Nivla Beivarim. See, if when a human being eats a Korban, it's Nivla Beivarim. When a God eats his Korban, Kavachoyim and Veloshner, Kavachoyim must be Nivla Beivarim. So, he never went to, there was no bathroom in his palace. I'll call upon him, no bathroom for the king. Well, but it's not true. So how did he live with his own sheker? Lanius daiti efshin. No. Efshin. Efshin he held that when he went to the Ur, it was also a god. And he was giving him the psoiles of the korbanos which he ate during the day. This is a heilige zach between two gods. It's not for the Hamoin Am to have any sheiches. He went in the middle of the night, mechavin heilige kavanas, one god to the other, and he's sitting there, being niached yichudim, or being mishaneh shinayim, because there's not one god, there's two gods. And he's busy being mechavin, and then suddenly these two alter yidden turn up. What? How do you know what I'm here? And did they appreciate what was going on, or they just saw poor old Paro with his pants down? What did they see? Bushes were helpless. Koi Omar Hashem. And each time, for the first of the three groups, Koi Omar Hashem. Leman Teida, Shlachis Ami V'Avduni. Leman Teida. Each one introduces another Yisod in Emunah. The first one is Leman Teida Ki Ani Hashem, Metzias Hashem. That koyach that you said, Mi Hashem Hashem Eshma Mekoyloi. Aha, I'll show you who I am. Your heilige God, the Nile. Why was it the God? Because he gave the chiyus in Mitzrayim. That was where all the water came, and they made canals from it, and they watered the whole of Mitzrayim. That's how they lived. It was the provider of life. HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed it into dam. Pli atzumo. Dam, when it's in the guf ha'adam, is the chiyus. But when dam is outside, it's a simon of misa, it's a simon of danger, a simon of wounding. When a person sees dam on the floor, he doesn't say, oh, look at that, there's dam, that's chiyus. There must be somebody who was so lucky to have dam and was alive. What does a person say? What happened? Somebody fell down here. What is he? Where is he? Is he in the hospital? Is he still alive? Dam outside. The medium of chiyus, when it's in the wrong place, is simon misa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the R and changed it into dam. Leman teida ki ani Hashem. And from the heiliger Ya'ar came out the Tzvadeim. There already the Hasra was in the palace in front of everybody. And the Tzvadeim were very unique breeds. The Tzvadeim came, first of all, Dafke into the base of Shalparo first. And then they spread out to the bottom of the Avodim. And then they spread out to all the Mitzrisha houses. And it wasn't stomach, a couple of frogs, or alligators, focus what they were. It wasn't stomach. They filled the houses. They went into the ovens. The ovens? How can a frog go in the oven? And they survived. They took out the bread from the oven, and inside it was, what do they call it, a hot dog. You know, inside you have this fresh, alive frog. I can't take it. It's Ayam Anaira. I'm going to bed. Opens up the sheath. Full of frogs here. Yoimam v'layla. I can't take it. Close your mouth. Into his stomach. Pneumias, chitonias, frogs, everywhere. That's not kin shin dalad yud. That's a whole new bria. The Rebbeinu Shlomo showing that he made the bria. Calls the chatumim. No, Mr. Dr. Chatum, can you do this? Sure, your majesty, no problem. The standard trick, right? You bring a rabbit out of the hat, you bring a frog out of your hat. So, your majesty, no problem. Yeah, okay, fine, I have enough frogs here. Get rid of them. Abracadabra, nothing's happening. Get rid of them. Get rid of the ones you brought. I can't get rid of anything. Get out of here. Call me Moshe and Aaron back. Oh, you want me to stop? When? Tell me when. And the idiot, the Balgaiva, is choshesh that maybe I just called him at the wrong time. So if I tell him now, maybe they'll think so tomorrow. He's willing to suffer another day of these Yisurin to see if it's true or not. The Moshe Rabbeinu Davin's Hetiru Atira Tfilas G'doylus Ma'oi to train to stop the Mako. No, Parai. Cornished. Now there's no Mako. Goes back to not willing to listen. So the third Mako in each of these groups says the Malbim was the gather of Oynish. The third Mako of each of these groups, they're kosher one with the other. If you'll write down Kinim without a yud, because kinim is spelled chaser. Shchin without a yud. Choshech, you write one under the other, and you'll see you can spell it up as well. You write them that way, and you can spell them that way. They're all kosher. So the Rebbeinu Shalom bring kinim. Gevaltig Raya. In Bria, what did he say? Totsi ha'afor. Nefesh chaya, you saw it in front of your eyes. Okay, so there's a Raya, there's Hashem. There's a Boire. Or one of the shittas is of Kvira, who said he knows what's going on? We get to unit number two, Adash. Again, by the Yar, Leman Teida, Ki Ani Hashem Bekerev Oretz, unit number two of Emuna. You're now being shown HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Bekerev Oretz and knows exactly what's going on. Orev, Orev is a bilbalatzia, mixture. Orev means a mixture. All sorts of crazy wild animals, which normally HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps in a jungle, and they don't come into built-up areas, and certainly not into people's houses. Ren Shem took away that whole shmira, a complete confusion. They all come, the whole safari park, all together. You don't have to go off to the safari, you can have it in your house. Lions, tigers, cobras, whatever you want. Elephants, mice, and gefährlich. Aha, but we'll protect ourselves. We'll lock the door. So the Rebbe Shalom brought a certain new chaya who had a very long hand, and he starts scratching away at the earth, and then just imagine the pachad, poor under the mitzri in his locked house, thinks he's going to be okay, and all of a sudden he sees this hairy hand come up and play with the lock, open the door, arayin, the ganze zoo, mamushcha, molly, molly, you molly bateim, molly, wall to wall, floor to ceiling, mamish, live leopard skins for your carpets and everything else. Pliatsuma, how didn't they all die? The Kodesh Baruch Hu was a certain level of Midas HaRachmim, that they didn't just eat them all up. Some kids, they did eat, some they didn't. So everything's confused. Everything's totally confusion. The Rebbe Shlomo removed the thing. Well, one second. When you go to the border of Goshen, there's not one animal crosses the border. In Goshen, life is regular. And when a Yid walked in Mitzrayim, it was gewaldig. You could take your kids for a gewaldig atil. You don't have to go in a safari, you have to stay in the car and close the windows. No, you didn't need to. You can walk, you can go up to the lion and tickle his nose, and then he'll move back. Ayid! Ayid! Pnuterch, the Duke of Shomalko. The Eibishter showed the difference between Klal Yisrael. I know who's a Yid, and I know who's a Goy. But maybe you don't know what the property of the Yid, the property of the Goy. Dever. Dever, every Goyish animal outside drops dead at the same second. The Yiddish animals, nothing happens to them. What about the animal which the Goy stole from the Yid? Every animal in his flock or his cows, everything, drops dead. And that animal which the Mitzri stole is mooing away, having a nice time. Ani Hashem bekerev haaretz. But he's not makabel, okay? You're not makabel? Oynish. But each oynish comes me'ein of the yisod which this group is coming to teach you. Shchin. Moshe and Aaron come into the palace, take two handfuls of soot in front of Paro, and then Aaron pours his handful, two handfuls like this, into Moshe. First ness, doesn't fall on the floor. Doesn't want to make the nice, clean palace dirty, you know. So the soot stays in his hand. Then Moshe Rabbeinu goes like this. Can you imagine the pachad? Poor old Paro, what are you doing? What's going on over here? We're not giving you any hasra. We're not going to tell you what we're doing. You don't deserve hasra. You had two edim. You know Hashem bekerev haaretz. We're not giving you any hasra. Just watch. Moshe Rabbeinu then throws it b'kol koichai, and this nisyistika soot starts going spreading over the whole of Mitzrayim, and every mensch and behemoth that it lands on breaks out in gefelech hashchin. Why? Starting with Paro. Gefelech, shchin over the whole goof. You can't sit down, you can't stand up, you can't lie down, you can't, this, the pain is, I am a Noira Mamrish. But there was a cause, the soot. Soot went everywhere, the whole of Mitzrayim. Did it land on the Yidden? I don't know. If it landed on the Yid, what happened? Nothing. Maybe it didn't, Nisi's Dika Soot, maybe it didn't dirty the Yidden either. Or it didn't land on the Yidden. About Kolponim, the Eibishter shows, Ani Hashem Bekerev Haaretz. I know who's a Yid, I don't know who's a God. And he still didn't listen. Because maybe there's something else, maybe. So Leman Teida, the third group, Leman Teida, ki ein kamoini bechal haaretz, there is nothing else. Kodesh Baruch Hu takes fire, water, ice, combines them all. Pili yedike zachen, ayin the malbim, how the makor borod came, mamesh shaloi kaderech hateva, ki hu zeh. Not only the combining fire inside the ice, outside the ice, medayik in the psukim, the way it came was lo yu'umen, it says like cannonballs it came at the beginning. Killed everyone who was outside. For us, the Rebbeinu Shlomo wanted to show us, the whole ik is to teach us. Paro was just a punch bag to show us the yesodos. What do these yesodos teach? In Shin Dalad Yud, it's Meshadei Namarochus. Maybe there is something else. Aber Ani Hashem. Bori HaKoil. Ani Hashem Bekerev Haaretz. I know exactly what's going on. Ein Komoini Bechol Haaretz. There is nothing else. We find ourselves, we realize, in Ani Hashem, I have to be an Eved Hashem. Where do I come from? Where's my life come from? Where's the air I breathe? Where's the food I eat? Where's everything that I have? It's all from Hashem Yisbarach. Later on in Pesukei Dezimra, we say a Meridik Azach, which we want. Halavai, the Goyim should know this. Hovu Hashem Mishpachos Amim. We turn to the Goyim. In Ochanami, we're in our base medrash, that no Goyim can hear. But it's Ki'ilu, we want to put farsim this to the whole world. Hovu Hashem Mishpachos Amim. Ascribe things to Hashem. Don't say like the Ovdei Avodah Zarah said, Hashem's up there, we have no shaykhs to Hashem. You can't understand him, you can't know him, you can't have any shaykhs. Rom al kol Goyim Hashem al Hashomayim Kvodoy. No. Hovu Hashem. Mishpachos Amim. That's the first thing. You can have shaychus with Hashem. Hovu Hashem kovod va'oiz. Ascribe to Hashem kovod. Kovod means gilui. Va'oiz and power. He's the whole power. He's everything. Hovu Hashem kvod shamai. Goyim. Realize what is in Havaya. What's Kvod Shemoy? Give him Havaya. Give him, ascribe to him the Kvod Shemoy. The Hakor of Hashem is Yud Ke Vav Ke Mahave Hakoil. What does that mean? What should I do? Su Mincha. Pick up a Mincha. Uvoya Lefonov. And come into his Beis HaMikdosh. Hishtachavu Lashem B'chadras Kodesh. You realize that you come from Hashem. Einod milavadoi. We all come from Hashem Yisbarach. Su mincha, uvoy lefonov, hishtachavu. Fall on the floor. Pishut yodai baraglaim. Throw yourselves into the hands of Hashem. That's what we're telling the goyim to do. But we do that ourselves. Literally hishtachavu. Befoil, we're not allowed to do that. Certainly not outside the Beis HaMikdosh. Abel HaMaisa in Davening, in our whole tefillahs, our Pesukei Dezimra, our Birchas Krishma, and Me'al HaKol, Shmoneh Esrei, it's Ishtachvu Lashem Bahadras Kodesh, Ribbono Shalom, you are everything. Yetzias Mitzrayim tells me that you are everything, and I am Birshuscha. And I start, Baruch Ato Hashem, you're the makar of all the brachas. Goyvel chasodim toivim, v'chule v'chule, atoch ha'ini l'odom das, even seichel comes from you. Everything's from you, Hashem Yisborach. Asoymech gula litvile, harei ze ben oylem haba. The akara from these parashas, chayv odem niris isasun kilu hu yotzom mimitzrayim. Later on, the Ramban says here, the Rabbeinu Shalom doesn't do this for every dor. We don't need to. We've got these parashas, we've got our Messiah. This is what happened. Let's learn it. Make tziurim, picture it, live through it. Ke'ilu, you live through it. This is our biggest mechayev, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Tzeisicha Meretz Mitzrayim. What does Yitzis Mitzrayim, what does Makkos mean to us? What it meant to us when we were 5 years old, when we learnt it like a five-year-old kid. Or like one person once said to me, a Rebbe, when I asked him, how come this Bacher doesn't know anything about Makkos? Didn't even know what Makkos Arba was. He didn't know even what Makkos Dam was properly. Makkos Arba, forget it. He couldn't even remember the jingle. Some Bachri remember the jingle. He didn't even remember that. So saying to his Rebbe, are you talking? He said, oh, Makkos, we teach that in the third grade. Seder, you teach in the third grade. Maybe you're good teachers, you're not good teachers. But I'll call upon him, maybe you should chazer it over in fourth grade and fifth grade and maybe in 12th grade as well. And then Hanami. Maybe a 12th grade Rebbe is just as bad as the 3rd grade Rebbe. I don't know. But Makkos, we learn Gemara. We don't have to learn Makkos. We don't have to learn Chumash. That's not Yeshivish. Eigewalt. Rabboisai, we're ma'aminim b'nei ma'aminim. True. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be mechazik our emunah so that we don't have the koyach of the Ovis HaKadoshim. The Rabbeinu Shem was megaleh, meir dike giluyim, for us, chayev odem liris, it's atzmoy kilu yotzo mi Mitzrayim. These parshas, you have to learn and be misamek. What is each pasuk telling me? What are the Rishonim telling me? What are the Chazal, the Medrashim telling me? Live it, and come out, an eved l'Hashem.